We're doing Pirkei Avot. We're holding the first chapter of the fourth Mishnah. Yosef ben Yoezer ish Tzreda, Yossi the son of Yoezer, who was the important man of the city of Tzreda, and Yosef ben Yochanan ish Yerushalayim. Yosef ben Yochanan, he was the important man in Jerusalem. Kiblu mehem, they got kiblu mimenu, they got their tradition from Antigonus, Antigone, the important man of Sochel. Yossi ben Yoezer ish Tzreda. So Yossi ben Yoezer, the man, the important man of Tzreda, Omer, he used to say on a constant basis, he would frequently say, Yehi beitcha beitvad lechachamim. Make your house a house of congregation for the wise men. Vehevei mitabek ba'afarag lehim, and cover yourself with the dust of their feet, v'shotev atzamat divrehem, and drink with thirst. Explains the Rambam. Beit vad, beit itvadut. Your house should be a place of congregation. Kloma, as if to say, she'taseh beitcha muchan la'sifot ha'chachamim tamid, kom patei knesiot u'batei midrashot. Your house should always be ready. If the rabbis want to get together and have a meeting, they should always know your house is available for them. Ad she'imamah chacham le'chacham, echan pagesh titcha, im yirtzeh lipagesh imcha, v'yomar lo bebeit ploni. Your house should be a house that's frequented by the sages, so that if they start saying, hey, where will we meet up? They'll say, oh, we'll meet up at so-and-so's house. So a person should always try to have his house a place where the wise men gather. And a person should try to learn from them. He should sit at the dust of their feet and drink with thirst their words. I could tell you that this is one of the things I merited. My parents were living in Chutz Lartz after having been here in Israel. And whenever a rabbi would come from Israel, so my parents wanted to get from the taste of Israel. So they'd always invite them to come for a meal to us, to even stay by us. We had big rabbis who stayed in my parents' and my grandparents' home. And as children, we grew up all the time seeing big rabbis coming into the house. We spent the Seder with Rav Breuer one year. I don't know if you guys know, the one who wrote the Tanakh. I think he just passed away. Rav Mordechai Breuer. So he one Seder we were with him. My father always says about how he said a Dvar Torah, and I, as a little child, was sitting on my father's lap, and my father said, "What do you think?" So I said, "I think it's nonsense." So my father said, "Okay, go tell him." So I'm a little kid at the Seder, and I go over to Rabbi Breuer, and I said, "Look, I think what you're saying is nonsense." So he smiled and he asked me why, and I explained to him why. And I don't know the continuation of the story. I have to ask my father what was the continuation. I don't even know what we were talking about. But what? Yeah.
Is he a dot? Is he a principal of one of the schools here?
I don't think so. Maybe it's a son, a nephew.
No, I don't know.
Lema said, when you grow up with big people, when they're in the house, so you as an adult gain from it, your children gain from it, the whole house gains from it. So the advice that he used to constantly give was, your home should be the home of congregation for the wise men.
Like wise men are also powerful people.
He said chachamim. He was talking about the sages. Yossi ben Yochanan ish Yerushalayim omer, Yossi the son of Yochanan, he was the important man of Jerusalem, he said, yivetcha patoch lirvacha, your house should be wide open, ve'yuanim bnei vetecha, and the poor should feel like they're members of your home, and don't speak much with the woman. Our sages warned us of idle chatter with one's own wife, certainly with one's friend's wife. From here our sages taught us, whoever has too much idle chatter with a woman, he harms himself, and while he's chatting, so he's being idle from his task of learning Torah, the Safon, ultimately, if he's going to spend his time chanting with a woman and he's not learning Torah, so Yirash Geinom, he'll inherit Gehen.
But what's being idle?
Oh, so we'll discuss that in a minute. I'm trying to refrain from adding my own words. I'm trying to be very careful to translate the words and quote the Rambam. Mm-hmm. There's a lot that I want to say on each Mishnah, but I feel like we're learning Rambam now, we'll learn Rambam. In a minute, if you want, we'll discuss other things. So, Yossi ben Yochanan said, he used to say, Yi b'itcha patuach le'ovacha, your house should be wide open, she'e lo shal patuach le'derech ovri orach, that the gate should be open to the path where people pass by, she'kol ovri orach ha'nizkak le'ezeh davar, that if someone's passing and they need something, oyetzikeu ha'ra'av ba'atzamah, or else he's bothered, he's hungry, he's thirsty, kanes mead labayit, he could quickly enter your home and get something to eat or drink. So the idea is that one's home should be a home where people are hungry or thirsty can come in, and they feel comfortable coming in. The yuanim b'nei betecha, the poor should be they should be from the sons of your home. Amar sheraui shiyu mishartecha haniim ve'avyonim yoter tov mikniyat ha'avadim. He's giving us advice. When you need to hire help, so hire the poor. Don't take the slaves. It's true, financially a slave might be better. A servant might be better. But you're better off if you hire the poor, you give them a job. V'chem chachamim meta'avim kniyat ha'avadim. And the Rambam here gives us a point of Jewish philosophy. He says our sages always look down at the purchase of slaves. U'ma'adifim nishtamesh ba'aniyim nefi shehem meshevet ha'adam u'mishpachto. They said, better hire the poor. They come from your own tribe. They come from your family. You know someone that needs help making a living? Hire him. Give him parnasa. Give him a job. Yossi ben Yochanan said, don't frequent an idle chatter with women. Yadua she'asichayim anashim ala rov ena lebinyanei tashmish. Says you should know, everyone knows, that when women just talk idly, so they end up talking about relations. They end up talking about issues of intimacy. And that's why he said that if you're going to talk to her too much, you should know that's prohibited. He harms himself. He acquires a lacking in his nefesh. And that is that he's going to constantly be coveting. People who are constantly talking to women, so, well, one thing leads to another. So even if he's not doing anything yet, the mere fact that he's spending his time rambling with women, well, that causes him to want women. So he's developing within himself a desire that he shouldn't be developing. So Chazal warned the person, don't spend your time talking idly to women. Uvatel midivrei Torah. When he's talking idly to her, so he's harming himself and he's being idle from his obligation of learning Torah. So that's pashut Ram, that's simple. You invest your time in other things, then you're not learning Torah. Because the chatter usually doesn't end as chatter. You start off with talking. Well, one thing leads to another. And the rebelliousness that that conversation is going to cause, ultimately he'll pay the price for it. Yoshua ben Prachya and Nitai Arbeli kiblu mehem. We're holding next generation, Yoshua ben Prachya and Nitai Arbeli. They got their tradition from Yossi and Yosef. Yoshua ben Prachya used to say, Ase lecha rav, make for yourself a rebbe. Uknei lecha chaver, and acquire a friend. Ve'vedan et kol ha'adam lekaf zchut, and judge every person favorably. Now the Rambam's explanation on this is lengthy. The question is, do you want to continue or we'll pause here and next week we'll pick up over here. Well, next time.
That'll be next. Next week.
But Rabbi, before we continue, can I ask you a question?
No. Sorry? One second. Let's just conclude. Are we pausing here for tonight?
Yeah. I think it's a good one.